Australia is halving the number of people allowed into the country from overseas following leaks in its COVID quarantine system. The weekly intake will be cut to around 3,000 people, and residents remain banned from leaving the country. Nearly half the population, 12 million people, are under stay-at-home orders, with only around 7% of the population vaccinated. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has been explaining the new restrictions. And Elias Kluwer from the ABC, who's locked down at the moment in Sydney, joins me now to explain Scott Morrison's announcement. Good evening, Elias.
Good evening, Karen.
How's it going there? How's lockdown?
Well, I mean, I think everyone's pushing through. In New South Wales, it's the longest of all the states. It's going till next Friday. Today, there were 31 new cases. There's about 150 active cases overall. It started with a limousine driver who, of course, wasn't vaccinated. It's believed he contracted the virus from an airline worker. It's gone from him right across Sydney, including to people within the New South Wales Parliament, called all sorts of issues across New South Wales, leading to, of course, a lockdown. But I think people are pushing through. But there is concern now with the number of cases that it could be extended. But the Premier here, Gladys Berejiklian, saying if the numbers stay consistent, they're averaging about 20 or so a day. If they stay consistent, it's likely that the lockdown restrictions will lift as of next Friday.
Okay, and what does the announcement that Scott Morrison made today mean for Australians wanting to come home?
Well, it's not good news for them, Karen. So as you mentioned in the introduction there, it's been halved by 3,000. And that's to do primarily due to the fact that a lot of the state premiers in Australia have been calling for this, primarily due to the concerns that they have around the Delta coronavirus. So this has spread out of the hotel quarantine system in a number of states. The Queensland Premier today, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has said that the quarantine systems within Australia weren't really built or designed to be able to contain such a contagious virus, as well as the hospital system as well. So it seems as if a lot of these state premiers, which are now controlling the quarantine programs, of course, the quarantine is a Commonwealth responsibility, but Scott Morrison delegated it to the states in March of last year. So it's the states running these hotel quarantine programs, and they're concerned, given the fact that a couple of times now it's actually spread outside of hotel quarantine. So they've called on the Prime Minister to reduce the amount of people coming in, given the spread of the Delta virus around the world and now, of course, Australia, unfortunately.
What does that mean for people getting vaccinated? 7% of the population vaccinated. Lockdown must be really impacting that.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of the criticism that's been directed towards Prime Minister Scott Morrison revolves around that. In fact, most of the criticism that's been directed towards the Prime Minister is revolving around the accessibility of the vaccine and the delays in which it's being rolled out. So the Health Minister here, Greg Hunt, really threw all his eggs in one basket. The AstraZeneca vaccine, there's been a lot of mixed messages about the safety of that, particularly this week. We won't get into the politics of all of that, Karen, because we've got health officers, or public servants in each different state having differing opinions on the safety of the AstraZeneca. But in terms of people getting the vaccine, as you said, under 8%, which really I think Australians are frustrated with. Myself personally and other people I know have been trying to get the vaccine, but the delays are really quite extensive. I actually have an underlying health condition and I can't get the vaccine until July. And I'm hearing a lot of the same. I was doing a story on it this week, and a lot of people in a similar situation to me can't get the vaccine until next month. So I think people in Australia are really frustrated by that, because there is a willingness to get the vaccine, but it's just not available.
Well, look after yourself, Elias, and I hope you don't go stir crazy.
We won't. Well, it's only a week to go, fingers crossed. So, hopefully it ends soon.
Good on you. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Karen.
That was Elias Kluwer from the ABC in Sydney.